Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Tuesday, the 14th of September. New South Wales recorded 1,127 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night. In addition, there were 8 overseas cases in hotel quarantine and 1 interstate case from Victoria. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 14 new cases. However, one of those has since been confirmed as a false positive result, and so today's total will be updated to 13 by tomorrow. There were 9 new cases in Dubbo, 2 in Wellington, 2 in Walgett, and the false positive which was recorded in Lightning Ridge. Health District CEO Scott McLaughlin revealed that vaccination rates for the district's Indigenous population currently sit at 56% having received their first dose, and 22% are fully vaccinated. This is lower than the region's overall rate of 82% with their first dose and 38% fully vaccinated. Everyone's encouraged to be on the lookout for opportunities to get vaccinated. That may be through your local AMS, your GP, local pharmacy, or one of the ADF pop-up clinics in the region. A reminder, Dubbo AMS will be closed until next Monday, September 20. State Member for Dubbo Dugald Saunders has also encouraged anyone experiencing symptoms to make use of the government's newly available test and isolate payment. Worth up to $320, it's available to those who are isolating after a COVID test and have no access to leave entitlements or other support payments. This is to drive up testing numbers in the district that Scott McLaughlin described yesterday as having hit rock bottom. The Far West Local Health District recorded 5 new cases overnight, 4 in Wilcannia and 1 in Broken Hill. 4 of those are household contacts of known cases, and the remaining case is under investigation. On to Victoria, where there have been 445 new locally acquired cases overnight, bringing the state's total to 3,799. There were also 2 deaths, including a man in his 20s from Hume. Deputy Premier James Molino announced an additional $22 million in mental health funding across the state. Molino specified that $4 million of that will be directly allocated to Aboriginal-controlled health organisations. $13 million will be spent on 20 pop-up mental health clinics, 12 across metropolitan Melbourne, and 8 throughout regional Victoria. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.